compliments, several compliments. Compliments to our hosts for being so kind to allow us to come year after year and invade, take over, make a mess here and there in Gitanagari, and wonderful hosts. So acknowledgement to their hosts. Dhruv and Parijata probably off doing 16 things somewhere because they're servants of the servants of the servants. And I don't know if he's here, but Satyasara and his team, well organized. Well organized. And of course, the organizer would say, oh, it's all the people that are the team. And one of the people that's part of the team is sitting in the yagya. She just came in for long enough to get her Gayatri mantra initiation and run back to the kitchen because she brought a whole team of people from New York and likes to serve, likes to cook, likes to spread Krishna consciousness. What's the anniversary for the Bronx Rath Yatra coming up? 10th anniversary. So this little lady over here has been the organizer single-handedly. We don't have to help. She has a team too. Rath Yatra in the Bronx. And as soon as the yagya is over, she's going to run back to the kitchen and be with her team in the kitchen. My initiation was similar, just a little sharing for Vilasa Mundri. I was a temple commander and I, you know, at the last minute squeaked in, sat down, got initiated, went back and did my temple commander thing. It's not that it's a formality, but, you know, services of such importance. This yagya, I don't know how long it took to set it up, but this nice devotee here, Namaruchi, is really nice. I mean, the little mat that's underneath, it's a little different than what I've seen in the past. And he's going to be the priest for a wedding ceremony for two of our awesome youth, grew up in Krishna consciousness and going to be married soon in Chicago in June. And so they have confidence in him above so many people that, anyway, great team. I wasn't here because I was busy with other services, but were you disappointed with Ekavir's Kirtan or you were very happy with Ekavir's Kirtan, Leslie? While I was having conversation, I was doing this, hearing the lively kirtan and all the devotees louder and louder and enthusiastic, and I'm sure there was dancing going on. So it's been a very special event. Of course, Veer Krishna Maharaj is the main feature. Very practical, very important to help us become better servants of the Vaishnavas as one of the five most important items in bhakti and to help us become better at that for the pleasure of Krishna. And so now this initiation, I wanted to focus on the same theme of compassion that I've been speaking about specifically now, the compassion of a follower of Srila Prabhupada. And to understand the compassion of our founder, there's many important paths to follow, but one of them is to look at the disciplic succession and the disciplic succession that's representing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but demonstrating teachings of Krishna in the mood of being surrendered, mamekam sharanam, braja, being surrendered to Krishna, and making that surrender to Krishna gift available, as we heard, mahapadanyaya, to anyone, everyone, without consideration. They want it, they don't want it, they're qualified, they're not qualified, they're that no material consideration, just magnanimously giving that gift, very liberally, very effectively, very powerfully. And, you know, our founder, ISKCON's founder, Acharya, is representing that disciplic succession. Of course, he has his disciples, and all of us are followers, whether initiated, we're followers of his shiksha. He's the principal shiksha guru for all of ISKCON, and by his shiksha, his teachings, as well as by his example, we can understand so many things. We can understand what's pleasing to Krishna. And followers want to follow, not imitate, they want to follow. And perhaps one of the most outstanding qualities and characteristics of Srila Prabhupada's dedication to pleasing Krishna and following the disciplic succession was the order of his spiritual master, life and soul, giving himself to that. And the order of his spiritual master was based upon the instruction of his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and in turn, the whole disciplic succession, to fulfill what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, which is the chanting of the holy name, or the chanting of his holy name, will be heard in every town and village all over the world. That's a big mission. That's big compassion. And what can any one of us do? Or Prabhupada was thinking, mission impossible. But it's the order of the spiritual master. And so it's not just duty. We are having some discussion in the questions and answers session about a distinction between duty and love. Bhaktivinoda Thakur very explicitly says they're distinct. But it's duty can lead to love. Duty, sadhana, because it's we're duty bound, can lead to bhava bhakti prema bhakti. In fact, to have sadhana qualify as sadhana, according to Rupa Goswami, there has to be this confidence and faith that that's where it's going to take you, to spontaneous devotional service. It's an essential element of sadhana, to qualify as sadhana bhakti. So it's a vehicle that will take us there. And something that just connected to all of this, I want to share, is how to describe. There's different ways you can describe, not a right answer versus a wrong answer. What's the goal of life? Or what's the goal of Krishna consciousness? We can say different things, and they're not, you know, one's wrong and the other's right, or one's better and the other's lesser. Exactly. But to something that our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada gave, I want to say two things. He gave us the all-attractive Krishna. I remember hearing many times Prabhupada saying, in many religions they say God is good, God is great. But they do not know how great he is. And because they do not know how great he is, when descriptions of Krishna's inconceivable potencies being exhibited in his pastimes, the conclusion is mythology. Or, no, without anecdotal. I've had many exchanges where, kind of like, you know, test the grain of rice in the pot and say something that's, you know, part of Krishna's pastimes, with a thoughtful consideration when to say, when not to say, but no. Jivan is here? Yeah. Remember that discussion with the girl that's from Christian Scientist? Those of you from India don't know what that is, but those from America, they know. It's a branch of Christianity. It's short. It's longer, but I make it short. And she started coming as a freshman, with the freshman orientation thing, and the club having a table, and she found out, and she came to a little gathering before even the semester began, or the early part of the semester. A young American girl, freshman, and I asked her how she came. She said, I saw some advertisement about something about Bhagavad Gita, and I thought I would come and listen. So what attracted you? Because my mother, she's a Christian Scientist. I grew up in Christian Science. She had a Bhagavad Gita. She liked reading Bhagavad Gita, but I never understood it. So I heard, hey, let's find something about Bhagavad Gita. So I came. Then I shared, when I was young, in my high school, there was a person who was a Christian Scientist and never had an opportunity to find out from that person what are the essential teachings. And could you share with me what the essential teachings of Christian Science is? And if you like, I can say what Bhagavad Gita says on those topics. She said, well, I'm not a scholar, you know, but I have some idea. And sure, that would be nice. And so we went down the list, and, you know, what about soul? Oh, yeah, soul. Soul is different than the body. Great. What about reincarnation? Oh, yeah, definitely reincarnation. Christian Science is very explicit about reincarnation. And then, you know, a distinction is you can't go down, you have to go up. So I found that a little curious. And then, you know, what's the goal? You know, love of God. So what does it look like? Love of God. Well, you know, you do everything for God. So what's the travel advertisement? What is God like? What's the place where you go to God and you're with Him? She said, well, there's not much, I don't know so much about that. And I said, well, can people go there? And if they send a text message back or, you know, somehow let people know what it's like. She said, well, you'll know when you get there. That's kind of what the teachings are. Because otherwise, how are you going to know you're there? You know when you get there. So I started sharing, Bhagavad Gita says Krishna is spiritual form. And he has an eternal abode. It's like this place is destroyed, created and destroyed. That place is never created, never destroyed. It's eternally existing. And from time to time, he descends into this realm. But that realm is eternally existing. And the place is called Goloka. And that means the planet of the cows. And she said, no. I said, why not? Well, you just can't have cows, that's all. And why you can't have cows? You just can't, that's all. Like, she didn't bristle that God has form, because who knows, maybe he has form. But cows? I said, they're not cows like here. These, you know, as above, so below, those are surabhi cows, wish-fulfilling cows, and they can give unlimited, not just milk, but anything of anything, an unlimited quantity, and the tree is like that too. She said, no. So I stopped. And she got distracted by stuff at school, but has still kind of continued taking some interest. So she lost her interest. She came back.
A boyfriend came back.
A boyfriend. Okay. Okay. Planet of the cows. lost to the boyfriend. Okay. So conceptions of divinity that so Prabhupada gave us so that we can be we can know how great he is and then repose our love. Just like 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita, opulences of the absolute, so we can repose our attraction to the all attractive, even seeing things of this world, but to speak of the spiritual world. And all of that's disclosed by our founder Acharya. And with the purpose is to love Krishna. And I want to share one other thing. It's related to our initiation, particularly the first initiation step. Srila Prabhupada writes that in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila chapter 8, if my memory serves me right, that in order to become attracted to the all-attractive, the most effective means is through the chanting of the holy name, because it cleanses and then awakens the consciousness of service, and then we can understand Krishna. But we won't be able to understand Krishna. This isn't verbatim, but it's that the understanding is we have to have a mood of service to the name. So a follower of Srila Prabhupada wants to serve him. And to serve him includes all varieties of different, each one of us has different gifts and propensities and abilities, and we try to use those in Krishna's service. Just like the people mentioned that have done some very wonderful service, and the team of organizers and carriers, outers, and so that's it's part of the mission. But the big mission, or the pinnacle of the mission, is to awaken love of God. Awaken love of God requires taking full shelter of Krishna. Taking full shelter of Krishna for us starts with the holy name. And from that shelter of the holy name and the mood of service to the holy name, all of the other services. And that's what a follower of Srila Prabhupada is there's so many services on behalf of the mission. And the mission is a mission of compassion. It's the mission of Lord Chaitanya, Mahavaranyaya, to give, exactly as we saw, to give the process of devotional service, even ultimately the fruit of love of God, freely. And that's compassion, because people are unnecessarily suffering. Think about the suffering in this world, and it hurts. And the suffering is unnecessary. It's all unnecessary. What to do about it? Be a representative of our founder Acharya, who's the representative of the disciplic succession, who's the representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's giving the gift of Krishna Prema, or Braja Prema. That's what to do. It's the greatest compassion. And let it be done in this humble mood. Not save the world. I'm big and they're fallen, so let me go save the world. But it just as a tiny speck, tiny insignificant little ink, on behalf of our founder Acharya, and then work cooperatively for the pleasure of our founder Acharya, amongst others who have, like us, some gift to give, like us who have some shortcomings. Anybody here doesn't have shortcomings? Raise your hand. So we all have shortcomings, and we're, you know, good, bad, or mixed association for others, and we're with others that have shortcomings. So respect goes to the soul, repeating some of our messages. It goes to the bhakti that's within certain souls, amongst all souls. And let us respect there and be in a mood of service, ultimately to please the personality of Godhead. And by so doing, striving for that goal, please our founder Acharya by showing our love for him by cooperating together. And take proper shelter of the holy name. There's so many things, lessons, Vaishnava Sangha lessons we've been hearing, and the holy name we've been hearing and enjoying, very special kirtan. Then our life, so we're going to leave here and go do something where we came from. Carry the message, carry the mood of service, carry this spirit of being a instrument of the intention, the compassionate intention of our founder Acharya, so that we can help him help the world, bring the message of devotional service to others. Not easy task. And in one sense it's easy, in another sense it's people are attached to other things. So we'll spend a little bit of time speaking, inviting devotees that have been supportive of these devotees who are taking, well, because of time. How are we doing with time? The first initiates in particular, if you want to also say something about our second initiates. Ramadrangini, do we have a portable microphone? You can speak something, please. These devotees that are in front of you.
Hare Krishna. So Archana and Rahul, they contacted Krishna Consciousness, came in the Association of Devotees in 2009. And I've known them since 2012. And I'm really, really happy that they're taking this step, and I know they're very happy and they're feeling very grateful. Few things that I really appreciate about both of them is just their sincerity and really open-heartedness. And because of those things, they've come a long way. I know where their life was. And it's so joyful to see where they are today. And I also know that I haven't been able to, because of my own limitations and stuff, extend as much as I would have liked to, but they're just so grateful for whatever they've received. And they've kind of held on to those things and just made a lot of progress. So very happy for them.
Hare Krishna. We have the microphone here with Raghunandan. Microphone. Could somebody, one of our microphone runners, help? Yes, please. Take the microphone. Okay, Upananda. I'd like you to speak something about Vilasa Mandri, and you can give the microphone to Raghunandan. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Vilas Manjari has been a devotee for a very long time. She got her first initiation in Vrindavan, India, Krishna Balaram Mandir, so many years ago. And as regards to service, her service attitude is really outstanding. She, like Maharaj was saying, she is almost single-handedly been having Rath Yatra in the Bronx for 10 years. And she started another Rath Yatra in Manhattan last year. And is hoping that will continue. She has been having house programs in her home and been inviting so many devotees and sannyasis. And
packed house. But the place is rocking when she has a home program.
Yes. Every time there is some activity in other areas, Manhattan, in Queens, she will prepare some prasadam and bring to distribute, and everyone relishes her prasadam. She's an excellent cook. And she doesn't hesitate to do service. Her service attitude, I've been emphasizing, is inspiring. And we should follow her in that regard. I was happy to be part of her recommending process. And I know she will do well. She will make all of us proud. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And she just wants to get back to the kitchen. Hurry up, Maharaj. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. I've known Guru Murthy Prabhu and Anuradha Mataji last 10 years. They came in contact with the devotees in 2008. Guru Murthy Prabhu has been a Narasimha Bhakta from the childhood. It's interesting that he grew up selling coconuts in Narasimhadev temple in Yadagiri Gutta along with his parents.
Wow.
Used to do that service in the mornings and evenings and go to school during the day. And somehow by the Lord's mercy he came to America. But he was immediately attracted to the devotees as soon as he came in contact with them somehow or the other. Since then they have been very sincere. They are the first ones to come to our study group. One of the qualities that we really appreciate is they are very enthusiastic to share their Krishna consciousness with others. One of the things their neighbor shared with me, that observation, that whoever comes to their home, they first, somehow or other, they bring the topic to Krishna. By just speaking of the glories of Guru and Krishna, they actually made one of their neighbors a devotee. So they just continue to do that, and he's serving in the temple every Sunday, whenever there's an opportunity, and also he goes for book distribution. He's very enthusiastic.
Look out, here he comes.
Yeah.
Service.
I'm very happy about that, and Parameshwara wants to share.
Hare Krishna. Anuradha, no, she's very simple and open-hearted. They live very close to us, 2 minutes away. Then, so it's a very, very, actually, I'm fortunate to say that, because whenever there is a service, just give a call, she is ready to come and do any kind of service. And very, very helpful. And also, just a week ago, when Maharaj was visiting DC, she was not doing well with her health. But I asked her, you don't have to do the services, just go and hear the classes. But she's being very enthusiastic. Any little services that I would like to do, Mataji, because these opportunities I will not get more every time. So let me serve. By serving, maybe I can get better in my health. That was her answer. So I was appreciating her mode of service and grateful to what she is receiving. So that's the reason that she wanted to serve. Thank you.
So now we're betting for the initiation vows for the first initiates, and we'll start with Rahul and Archana. Can you stand, go over, leave a little space, pay obeisances before Prabhupada's Vyasasa? Go together. Go ahead. I don't know if you noticed, just filling in the space, a substantial number of devotees came to Gita Nagari from two highly esteemed universities in America, MIT and Georgia Tech. You know, they've been doing all kinds of different things. Did you get to milk the cows this morning? Yay! All right. So that's, I guess, where they just were. So we did some thanks and thank all of you for joining us. And please come back again. Okay. So for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha Damodar, born to Thai, come forward just right here, quickly. Let's go. No, not with your feet towards the deity. Sorry. Just come around, right here. Yeah. Okay. You come around. So, initiation vows. Before Radha Damodar. And all the Vaishnavas. Ready? Look at that. What else are you going to volunteer here? Okay. No meat, fish, and eggs. We're not in favor of fish and eggs also. Right? Just check. The initiated name is Rama Raghava Das.
Rama Raghava Das Prabhu Ki Jai.
Raghava means, you can post it, Raghava means descendant of Raghu. So Rama, who is a descendant of, in the Raghu dynasty, Rama Raghava Das. The big moment. You're going to say, or should I ask? You'll say? I should ask. Okay. How many rounds you'll chant for the rest of your life? Minimum 16. Okay. And the four rules that you'll follow? Okay. And we'll add fish and eggs too. Okay. And you'll follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Very good. Rest of your life. Very good. The initiated name is Amara Devidasi.
Amara Devidasi Mataji Ki Jai.
In the Vedas, in the Vedic texts, one of the translations of Amara refers to the demigods because they live a long time. So Amara literally means deathless. But we know that demigods, they also have to die. So the real meaning is a resident of Vaikuntha. Those who are residents of the spiritual realm don't take birth and don't die. So that's the meaning. Gurumurti and Mai, you come? Microphone. Okay. Not now. Wait. So you're ready. While we're waiting, please come. Paid patience is here, if you would. On behalf of the awesome organizer, Satya Sar, thank you all who registered. And he also let me know there's 15 that didn't register yet. So please, those of you that didn't, please do so. And then, mission accomplished for that particular part of the event. An important part of the event. Okay, so the vows, you'll chant how many rounds each day? Okay, the four rules that you'll follow? Okay, and you'll follow Prabhupada's teachings. How long have you been reading Prabhupada's books? How many years? 10 years. How many years have you been chanting 16 rounds? 6 years. Keep it up. Your initiated name is Gopika Kanta.
Gopika Kanta Prabhu Ki Jai.
Shortly we're going to be saying Gopika Kanta in the mantras. It's the name of Krishna. And he's very dear to the gopis. Gopika Kanta. He's the lover of and dear to the gopis. Gopika Kanta. You look happy. You nervous? Yeah? So how many rounds you'll chant every day? Okay. And the four rules that you'll follow? Okay. And you'll follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings for the rest of your life. Very good. Initiated name is Aradhita Devi Das.
Aradhita Devi Dasi Mataji Ki Jai.
Canto 10, chapter 30 has this word, Aradhita, and our acharyas and Srila Prabhupada say this is the Sanskrit term from which Radha's name is derived. And Aradhita means perfect in worship. That's Radharani. So let's proceed.